Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Zhou presenting from Northeastern Geisinger. This case is about a 76-year-old female with chest pain. The etiology of chest pain is rare but interesting. This patient was considered a candidate for TAVA. Please note that her pre-op coronary angiogram was normal. Catastrophic intraoperative left ventricular perforation and cardiac tamponade occurred during the TAVA procedure. She underwent emergent open heart surgery and LV perforation repair. Postoperatively, she recovered well. However, she started complaining of chest heaviness with exertion 2 months later. Echo was normal. Cardiac cast suspected myocardial long bridge proximal to LAD and well-seated TAVA. Cardiac CT showed LV pseudoaneurysm originating at the base of lower portion on the TAVA. The pseudoaneurysm was large and extended around the proximal LAD, causing external compression and distortion of the LAD. Patient underwent redo sternotomy 5 months after initial TAVA and LV perforation repair. Sapien 3 valve was successfully explanted and the aortic valve was replaced. The neck of pseudoaneurysm was found and obliterated. The surgery went well and no complications. Repeat cardiac CT 3 months after surgery showed normal LV myocardium. The LAD is no longer distorted as the pseudoaneurysm appeared to be completely resolved. The patient is currently alive and doing well 4 years after the surgery. This case tells us that cardiology and cardiothoracic surgery work together, correlating findings of cardiac CT, coronary angiogram, and TEE is extremely important to manage such patients.